CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
This is Mac DeMarco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, the Chablis.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, hello, hello. Unfortunately, not Alexander Morris from Alternative Radio. It is me, your host, Daniel. Open Mic 2 to 3 p.m.s on Monday. Got a great set for you. Just got back from Sled Island yesterday. Fantastic festival. My first time there. Felt super welcomed. But I'll talk more about it. Just want to throw you right into this track, one that I was listening to on my way here. I was running late, and when I'm running late, I need something that keeps me going, you know, something with a consistent BPM, little up-tempo. And today, it was this song right here. It goes by the name Cut to the Chase by Malcolm Strachan off his 2023 album Point of No Return. One Again right there, Cut to the Chase by Malcolm Strahan off his 2023 album Point of No Return, released on the funnily named Haggis Records. He's a Scottish trumpeter, I believe, and for that one, I think the band was quite big, but you can really hear it. No vocals on that track, but the album does have some bits of vocal jazz, which not normally too well versed in. There are a few albums that have some that I love, like Roland Kirk's I Talk with the Spirits, but this album, fantastic. Check it out. Going to be switching it up. Like I said at the beginning, if you missed it, I was at Sled Island all weekend, and I had the chance to catch a ton of fantastic bands. One of the highlights definitely was when I went to the Mint Records Showcase, got to catch four bands there. I think I'm going to play a bit of the music from each of them, but the one that I was really excited for, somebody who I'd been listening to before, the band goes by the name Knitting. They have one album out. They're from Montreal, but they just got signed to Mint Records, and their record comes out September 6th. It's going to be called Some Kind of Heaven. I believe this is the first single. I got to hear it live, and excitingly enough, I did record quite a few live sets, just going back through, listening to them. Maybe I'll sneak peek one of the tracks today. There's one that was very, very powerful for me, but I'll talk more about it if I play it. If not, going to hear it in the next coming weeks. Again, this one here by Knitting, Spirit Gum. They're Knitting, the single that I think is the first one from their new album. It's going to be going by the name Some Kind of Heaven, out September 6th on Mint Record. Definitely check them out. Since they're from Montreal, I'm assuming maybe when the record comes out, they'll come out here. you get the chance to see them, I highly recommend it. As somebody who saw them in kind of like a more intimate venue, I guess not even intimate, it was like a pub, Ship and Anchor in Calgary, but it was super fantastic. They sound so tight live, especially the bass and the drums together. Oh my God. Anyway, I could talk about them all day, and maybe there's a review coming for like the whole showcase and that show too. Another show that I got to catch, and one that I was really lucky to actually catch the artists themselves, was Centuries. They played some songs off their new album, Snow is a Metaphor for Death, and he also played some from his last album before, such as like Agonizer and Bitcoin Dealer. Got the chance to talk with him. Kim's a great guy, and it was a fantastic show. Interview's going to be coming out soon, maybe typed up, and maybe I'll play some snippets here. And I did get the beautiful chance to record this one, and some of the tracks came out really, really good. Upon listening to it, I definitely got played by somebody. I just was using a Tascam to do some ambient recordings. Somebody went up to it, pulled a little prank, said some very, very naughty things into the mic. But you know what? Props to them for getting me. I thought it was hilarious. At first, a little like nonplussed. I was like, they ruined my recording. But honestly, I think things like that definitely add to the liveness of it. Speaking of Centuries, we're going to go play a song off their new album, Snow is a Metaphor for Death. The song that they also played live, How Many Fools Can I Kill Today, sounded so crisp, but definitely not as crisp as this version. second track right there, All the Same If I Lost You by 4BPM. They're actually another band out of Lethbridge, just like Centuries, and I found out about them through the Centuries show, actually. Two of the members, I believe the guitarist and the drummer, were both backing Centuries, or like Kim, who is a solo act, so, and they were so goddamn tight. Like, my gosh, like, especially the drums, but the guitar too, so tight. Definitely check them out, that one right there, from their, I believe, probably debut EP, maybe second EP, Attic Sounds. Really rough mix, but it kind of adds to, like, the emotion, I think. Going to be keeping it going here, playing another band that I actually had the chance to meet while I was in Sled Island. Great duo right here, go by the name Laser Grid, Alex and Peter. They are fantastic, got to have a chance to talk with them and sit down and catch two of their sets, both fantastic. One at the Palomino, which was really intimate, but kind of lacked a little bit of bass. It was fantastic, don't get me wrong, like, especially the vocals, and the visuals, and how, like, up close we were, because it was on the main floor, so they were like coming out into like the little bit of the crowd in the bar. But definitely their second show at the Legion was sonically more potent. The bass there, like, I was standing close to it and it was rattling me. It was super visceral. I believe they played with their one of their roommates, their friends, Kyle, who is the lead singer in Lysergic, who they actually did, or is the whole Lysergic project, who they actually did like a little split EP with. So definitely go check that out. This one here I'm going to be playing for you, Empty Pockets, Dirty Sockets, is off their debut EP, Client Pleasures.
Salt and all gospel. technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
Yeah, definitely check that out. We're always looking for new volunteers. I myself started as a volunteer, and look how far I've come. Well, still technically a volunteer. This one here, going to be switching up to some pop music. Again, last track, Laser Grid right there. Empty Pockets, Dirty Sockets. You can hear it super grizzled in the mix there in the vocals. It's kind of crazy. I guess I got a little industry sneak peek, or like a little visual sneak peek when I went to see them on how they get the vocals to sound like that. I think it's like a Roland like pedal vocal distorter type thing, and then also through Ableton, but I'm not too fully sure, but it's a little bit of a secret that I saw there, at least that's what I'm thinking that was for. Going to be playing an album, been playing here a lot lately, Charlie XCX. Is Brat. This one here is another one of my favorites. I just can't help going back listening and picking out new tracks. This one here I've heard from a friend is about Taylor Swift, but I don't know the veracity of that. This one here, Sympathy Is a Knife.
My boyfriend's show. Fingers crossed behind my back. I hope they break up quick as I.